Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 6, 2019. Being Monday, it means it's Memorization Monday, and this is verse number 12. Wow, have you joined me for these many weeks? It's exciting as each and every week we study another verse of God's Word, His instruction manual, some would call it His love letter, His way of communicating with man, through the inspired Word penned by many different authors, but overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. It's kind of one of those unique works that we can talk about and think about and ponder that God has written us some very specific things, some commands, but most importantly, it's to get to know him, to understand his love that he has for us, and then just to follow these precepts so we can live a holy life, a life set apart for him. We can be a witness and ambassador. So it's always exciting to look at his word, to study his word, to memorize his word. And today's verse, it's Psalm 119:11. And I remember many years ago memorizing this verse as I was a part of a Navigator's Weekend, where they gave you these little scripture memory packets. And when I memorized this, it was Psalm 119:9-11. And then we're not memorizing that together today, but a little of the context. This was David writing, and he penned the words, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word." And then the verse that we're going to be working on today, Psalm 119:11, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So the importance of hiding God's word in our heart. We'll talk about that a little today so that we won't sin against God. And the special guest that I'm going to introduce in just a second, when Marianne and I were thinking about this verse, and I was telling her about some people that memorize scripture that I know have put God's word into their heart for many years and love God's word, I thought of somebody that is an associate pastor at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. His name is Pastor Jonathan Coates. And I thought he would be a great one because I know he's memorized scripture. He's been a part of the Free Methodist Bible Quizzing program that has gone on for many years. And I think Pastor Herb one time said, yeah, he's like at one point almost had two-thirds or a third of the Bible memorized. He's working on the New Testament. He's working on full books throughout many of the years that he's studied God's Word. And so I was thinking, yeah, I got to get a hold of him. I was telling this to Marianne the other day. And then, don't you know, something came up. And then the weekend. Then it got to be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm like, hey, I got to give this guy some notice. So thank you, Jonathan, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends on short notice to agree to come in. But you're somebody that inspires me for a number of reasons. You've been at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. What's it been, about four or five years?
It's just about 5 years. It'll be 5 years in a couple weeks.
Okay, 5 years. So you got there when you were in your early 20s. You're 26 now, so yep. You were around 2021 when you got there.
I was still 21 when I got there.
And what I appreciated about you, Jonathan loves God's word. He has a heart for the youth, a heart for evangelism, a heart for reaching people with the good news message of Jesus, and has great integrity. And this is this young 21-year-old, 22-year-old, I've got to know you the last few years, but sincerity, a passion for God, mature for your age. And I remember telling some people, there's hope for the future. Here's this young, up-and-coming pastor that's got great integrity, that holds to God's word, isn't mamsy-pamsy or fuzzy in the biblical narrative. And I thought, I am so glad to know a young person like you that's passionate about God. So that's my little shout-out for you this morning. I love your marriage to your wife, Kate. I guess that's been about 3 years. How many years?
It's been just over 3 years that we've been married.
So your gift from God that you married, and you like Pastor Herb and Cheryl. I mean, we probably would both agree when we think of marriages, Pastor Herb and Cheryl is just a phenomenal marriage. Just they model Christ to so many people.
Absolutely.
Through their marriage and through who they are. But you and Kate do a great job at that. I know you've been on some mission trips. You've taken the youth on some various adventures. And I think you continue to memorize Scripture, maybe not as much as you used to in the past. But when I thought of this verse, Psalm 119, verse 11, I had hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I thought, that's something that you've worked on for a number of years. So what's the purpose of putting God's word in your heart, in your mind?
Yeah, there's a couple different reasons that I continue to memorize God's Word, and one of those primary reasons is I kind of view the Bible as a hyperlink text. It's something that God uses, and as you read it, if you have been meditating on it, if it's in your heart and in your mind, God will bring things that just, as I'm reading the book of Romans, I might be called back to Psalms or Genesis, and God begins to increase my understanding. But I think even more than that, if you allow it to, it will shape your heart and actually change the way you're perceiving the world on a daily basis.
Now, I will share a disclaimer here. Jonathan didn't get the book until moments ago, so he hasn't had the opportunity to read it, but some of the opening chapters say that very thing, that the importance of, as you saturate God's word into your mind and heart, it will change your attitude, it will inform you, it will bring peace and comfort, it'll give you insights, biblical insights, godly insights into how to answer or advise or counsel people. It'll give you peace of mind because you'll have the Word of God dwelling in you, thinking about it. And so they give many of the same things. That's some of those opening chapters. So when you get to read it, you'll be like, oh, yep, I already agree. Yep, I get that. And so had you memorized Psalm 119, verse 11 in the past? Was that one of the verses that was front and center for you?
Absolutely. We would have memorized that back in Christian Life Club on Wednesday nights as a kid.
Okay.
That would have been 9 through 11, just like you were mentioning in the opening there.
Now, what's Bible quizzing? When the Free Methodist Church held this, or were there competitions, and how did that all work?
Free Methodist Bible Quizzing is a program that goes on to this day for grades 6 through 12, and there's actually a quiz that happened this past weekend in Indianapolis that our church would have gone to, but our team wasn't able to.
Well, you've been memorizing Scripture. Do you have a favorite verse, or is it like many people say, the favorite verse is the verse I'm working on right now, but what are some of the verses that you've appreciated?
You know, I think my heart is always drawn to two passages that I hesitate to say a favorite verse, because most of my memorization, I didn't memorize the references. I just kind of generally know where it's at in the flow of the author. So Romans 5 and 6 was a precious memory for me as I was memorizing. That was my second year in Free Methodist Bible Quizzing, and I think that's the first time the gospel really started to make sense to me.
Now, Romans chapter 5 or verse, chapter 5, verse 6?
Chapters 5 and 6.
Okay, the whole chapters, okay.
Yeah, and that to me is where I go to in explaining the Christian faith. And then also Colossians chapter 1, talking about the supremacy of Christ, is something that I'm devotionally drawn back to in my heart and mind on a frequent basis.
One of my favorites. If there's going to be a chapter, Colossians chapter 3, I think there's about 5 different verses, and they're 3:2, set your heart on things above, not on earthly things, and then 3:17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, and then a very similar, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, is working for the Lord, not for men. That's probably one of my go-to. I love thinking about whatever we do, work at it with all our heart, is working for the Lord. You know, we might be paid by Great News Radio, or paid by the church, or paid by Bank of Illinois, or whatever, paid by the university, but we're really working for God. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyways, that's great to know. So you've been married to Kate these 3-plus years. I think it's official. People know that she's pregnant.
Yes.
That's okay. We're not disclosing boy or girl, but that's exciting times. When's the due date?
It is Labor Day, September 2nd.
Okay, so some months off, but we'll be praying up that child. That'll be a new Coates. Oh, I should say, and this is kind of unique, at the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign, our listeners are familiar with Pastor Herb Coates. We've had him on a number of times. He was a part of the Memorization Monday, but many times I've taken portions of his sermon and did a Monday-Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends and shared maybe a message he's given. Now, you're also a Coates, but you're a nephew. Your dad is a brother to Pastor Herb.
That's correct. My dad is Pastor Herb's younger brother.
So you went to Indiana Wesleyan University?
Yeah, that's right.
And is that a Bible college?
It's a college that is controlled by the Wesleyan Church,
okay,
which is a denomination in North America.
Okay, and so you got some instruction. What put the calling on you to say, I want to become a pastor or a youth pastor, or I want to serve the Lord through church ministry?
Yeah, actually, my calling came in a couple of stages, but Free Methodist Bible quizzing was a large part of that. Memorizing God's Word was a large part of that. As the Word was put into my heart, I found that there was, I think it's Jeremiah who describes it as a fire that's built up inside of him, and he's got to let it out. And I just found that there was this desire to proclaim God's Word that just wanted to come out of me. And at my senior year Bible quiz finals, I felt there's not been many times that I felt the Lord say very clearly something to me, but there was a call for testimonies for people to come forward. And I just felt the Lord saying, you know, I've been calling you into ministry. And I had been running from that. I had had a couple opportunities to preach, and people said, I think God has got his hand on your life. And I said, ain't no way. Not me. And in fact, there was it was a strange incident one time in that journey where a realtor came up to me, the realtor that was selling my parents the house they were buying in Decatur, Illinois. And she grabbed my hand and said, now, Jonathan, you're the one that God's calling to be a pastor.
Wow.
And I said, no, that's not true. And to this day, nobody remembers that but me. And so I don't know if that was a vision that God gave me or what happened there. But at this Bible quiz finals, God said, you've got to go forward and tell everyone that this is my call in your life.
And then I think I had asked you, how do you end up at Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church? And you said, well, as you were looking for a position that was one of the only positions open in the area or in the conference or something?
Yeah, after Indiana Wesleyan University, I mean, I got good Bible instruction, good training there, but I wanted somewhere as a 21-year-old where I could learn from someone with experience. And Pastor Herb was looking for an assistant pastor, somebody to help with youth, and it was a spot that God had provided.
Yeah. Well, you've been a great fit there. I've heard you preach a number of times. I know your heart for the youth, but what's outstanding is your passion for God's Word, and that just resonates with so many of our listeners. And for our Memorization Monday, it was a perfect fit to have you come in and share some of your story and then do the special reading. Marianne is out and about doing a number of other things, so you and I are together. So I'm going to ask you to do the reading that Marianne typically does. So those of you that have the 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by author Robert J. Morgan, will be turning to page 70, and we'll be looking at Psalm 119, verse 11. And so, as sometimes is the case, Robert Morgan, he blends some versions, or he will use the King James or something else. I'm not even sure what version, but the 100 verses that, if you sign up online, that I can send to you, has a different version than the one in the book. And so I think this might be NIV or something, but Psalm 119, verse 11, what we're going to read is a little different than what's in the book, and then just carry on with the rest of the reading here.
Psalm 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. My first pastorate was a little stone church in the Tennessee hills. One day in Sunday school, an old woman stood and quoted Psalm 119 from memory, word for word, all 176 verses. This is the longest chapter in the Bible. She had learned it in childhood, and it had enriched her throughout her life. Psalm 119 is longer than some entire books of the Bible, yet remarkably, it was written to be memorized. It's divided into 22 stanzas of 8 verses each, following the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. To put it simply, every verse in the first stanza begins with the Hebrew equivalent of the English letter A, and so on until we come to the last stanza, which ends with the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. This served as a built-in memory device to enable Hebrew children to learn the whole passage by heart. Furthermore, virtually every verse of Psalm 119 has to do with the Word of God. Psalm 119:11 promises that if we hide God's Word in our hearts, it will retard the development of sin in our lives. All of us are tempted in different ways, but there are verses in the Bible to equip us to fight whatever temptation we face. When lured by addictive tendencies, try memorizing portions of Romans 6. When tempted by greed, find help in 1 Timothy 6. When tempted to be anxious or depressed, Philippians 4 can rescue you. When you feel lazy, bored, or lonely, verses in Romans 12 are at your disposal. When facing anger and bitterness, memorize verses at the end of Ephesians 4. When facing sexual temptation, the first part of Ephesians 5 can be a big help. When Jesus was tempted by the devil, he quoted memorized scripture, giving us an example. If we'll fill our minds with God's word, we'll have the weapons needed to fend off the attacks of the evil one. God has put more than 31,000 verses in this book to help us withstand the temptations we face in life. It's like having 31,000 rounds of ammunition, and there's no excuse for having your arsenal empty.
Mm-hmm.
In olden England, when metrical psalms were sung instead of hymns, it took congregations quite a while to sing all the way through Psalm 119.
Hmm.
According to one account, Reverend William Grimshaw of Haworth would sometimes announce the singing of Psalm 119 while he left the building and walked through the village to look for truant worshipers. He had plenty of time to round up the slackers and herd them into church before the psalm was over. Then he would preach to them. It was said that absentees were more frightened of Grimshaw than of the justice of the peace.
See, he calls them slackers, too. All right, everyone, make sure you were in church this past Sunday or we're going to call you slackers. And then there's a quote by D.L. Moody to close out this chapter 12 of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart.
Sure. Sin will keep us from the Bible, or the Bible will keep us from sin.
Attributed to D.L. Moody. So, yeah, that's classic. Sin will keep us from the Bible, or the Bible will keep us from sin. Studying and memorizing God's Word, Psalm 119, verse 11, today's verse. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's one of the objectives, one of the plans, one of the purposes of having Memorization Monday, to get God's word in our heart for a lot of reasons. But one is to be mindful of sin and to not sin. As we know God's word, we know his plan, we know the direction he wants us to take. It also allows us to understand his method and means when we do sin, what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to handle that, how we're to encourage one another, how we're called to assemble and worship together. What are some of the things that you've seen God's word do for you? And maybe even for you and Kate in your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple stories that come to mind. One of the times when I was first starting to memorize God's word is also around the time where I was first starting to struggle as a young man with sexual temptation.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember one night where this verse was running through my head, the verse we're working on today in Psalm 119:11, and the devil was ramping up his attacks. And I thought, well, I'm just going to start quoting these verses that I memorized. And for about probably 20, 30 minutes, I was quoting scripture and fighting these temptations, these urges. And eventually, you know, I just fell asleep. And I've since had a professor told me, you know, if you're up at night and the devil's tempting you, just pray, because there's nothing else that the devil would rather have you do in that moment than fall asleep.
Yeah, that's, well, you know what? I've said that many a time when I'm up late at night. I never can make it either through the alphabet. I'll think of a letter, you know, I'll go through the letters, and A, I'll think, I'm thanking God for the apples of gold, or like B, God, thank you for the breath that I can breathe. And I've always asleep before I can get through the end of that. And I just, you know, make a word up, and then I just do a prayer about it. But I think that same thing. Satan doesn't want you awake and praying and worshiping. So what better way to go to bed, to go to sleep with prayers on your heart and mind?
Yeah, let me tell you one more story. It's just about 1 year into Kate and I's marriage, we found out that she had stage one colon cancer. You know, and as many, I'm sure, who have walked through that know, that can be a trying time, not only for her, the one going through the cancer, but for the loved ones watching that happen. And even something as non-serious as stage one colon cancer in the spectrum of cancers, that was a... probably one of the toughest times in my life to this date, sitting there and watching her. And again, having those verses in my mind, I remember being in the hospital room and feeling so overwhelmed. I went down to the bottom floor of the hospital, went into the chapel, and those verses that I had memorized, those words of comfort, assurance of God's love, assurance that he sees us, it's just so critical to have those things in our heart to be prepared for those times.
Yeah. Well, you're only 26 now, but I wanted to share you with our radio listening family, as there's hope that the pastorates are going to be filled with many 21 to 26-year-olds that love God's Word, that are passionate about dividing it, teaching it, preaching it, proclaiming it, living lives that are great ambassadors for the kingdom. And as a 26-year-old, you're very mature, and I appreciate your passion for God and your love for your wife. And, you know, we ask our radio listeners to be praying up this child that's ever-growing, due in September, I believe.
That's correct.
And on your ministry work at the Manus Avenue Free Methodist Church, you're the associate pastor. And you were ordained, I guess, a little over a year ago, about a year ago? How long ago?
Last June.
Last June. So congratulations on that ordination. That happened in Indianapolis, right?
That happened in Indiana, in Clay City, Indiana, those who might know.
Okay. All right. Well, the Manus Avenue Free Methodist Church has their Sunday services at 10:30 on Sunday if you don't have a church home. And you preach, I don't know, almost once a month, about 8 or 12 times a year, you know, when the calling comes on to you.
Yeah, every 5 weeks or so.
Well, we appreciate Jonathan Coates joining us on this Memorization Monday as we look at another great verse in God's Word, Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Let's keep that close to our hearts today as we read God's Word, as we think about it, as we hide it in our hearts, as we allow it to saturate our minds. As Jonathan has mentioned, maybe when temptation comes up, dig into God's Word or think about some of the verses you memorized these past weeks, and call up a friend or meet with someone for prayer, and keep God's Word living and active in your heart. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jonathan Coates with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Read the Bible when you're weary and blue. Why don't you read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the Book of Life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother, read the Bible when you're weary and blue. Why don't you read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the Book of Life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Should all sin begin to overtake you, and oh, Satan's at your door, read the book, and there you find the answer, and sin will trouble you no more.
Now, sister, read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you read the Bible, sister? Every word is true.
Take your troubles to the Book of